fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the very first day of May. The prep tip today is to work on your physical conditioning. It's going to be different for different people. If you have underlying health issues, be sure you consult with your health care professional before you do something that could hurt you. This is Farmers Monday with Sam Anders, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, world-class training with rifles and pistols. And maybe a high-class first aid class sometime this year that's not scheduled yet. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. Telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. You want to sign up for a class, have a custom rifle built, get in on a group purchase of thermal imaging. Here's that telephone number, 417-718-2597. And Sam, we're waiting with bated breath for the firearms tip of the week, sir. Sam, you're on mute. If you're there, you're on mute, sir. Okay, we lost Sam. He'll get back with us in a moment. Headline at the Liberty Daily. They're always updating their headlines. Here it is. Will there ever be accountability for mass murder by COVID vaccines? Which, of course, brings up President Trump, because he was responsible for what's called Operation Warp Speed. He needs to go public with what really happened. Was he lied to by Anthony Fauci? I hope that's the reason. I hope he was not knowingly complicit in being part of the worst crime in recorded human history, which goes back several thousand years. I hope he wasn't. I don't know that for a fact yet. I have massive issues supporting a man who was knowingly complicit. And I don't know that yet for a fact. I don't. Obviously, he was complicit. The concept that a safe and effective vaccine, assuming there is such a thing, could be developed in 9 months or less is obviously a lie. I know for a fact also, because of private interviews, that these COVID vaccines were worked on at least 6 years, not 9 months, before they're released. Now, did President Trump know that? I hope he didn't. because that right there reveals the conspiracy behind all this. How could you possibly have a vaccine for something that doesn't exist? Allegedly, COVID-19 did not exist 6 years before the vaccine was released. That's what we're supposed to believe, right? That it was the fall of 2019 when it was allegedly first discovered in China. I can't quite say it the way President Trump does. I like the way he says China. That's what we're supposed to believe. Private trusted sources are telling me just the opposite. Oh, John, we worked on this for 6 years before it was released. Not really an experimental vaccine if you've been working on it for 6 years. They knew exactly what it was going to do, how many people it would kill, how many men and women it would sterilize, how many babies would be harmed. Of course, they knew all those things in great detail. No guessing, no experiment, no guesswork at all as to what the COVID-19 vaccinations would do. So with this article here, they have a photograph of President Biden, Bill Gates, and Anthony Fauci. Will there ever be accountability for mass murder by the COVID vaccine? Well, the people that would hold them accountable are the same people that are complicit. So I don't see that happening anytime soon. It looks like, Sam, we have you back with us. All right. Sam, we're waiting with bated breath for the Farm Sip of the Week, sir.
Okay, so since we're talking about defensive work with firearms today, talk about one critical aspect that a lot of people aren't necessarily clued in on. To make your semi-auto weapon reliable, the magazine is an integral component of the whole system. And I don't know hardly any people but professional operators that will take the floor plate off their magazines, pull the spring and follower out, and clean the inside of the magazine, clean the spring, oil the spring, reassemble the magazine, make sure it's functioning properly and it's not sticky or dirty or not going to function right. So if you have 100 magazines for your AR and 80 of them you use to practice with and 20 of them are preloaded in your kit for defensive work, you've got to clean those magazines on a regular basis. Make sure they're smooth and they're clean and they'll operate effectively. And you pull the floor plate off very gently and pull the internals out, clean the inside of the body immaculately, right? And you can use a silicone spray or, you know, something light. Just don't have a lot of excess lube, but spray the inside of the body with a very light lubricant and make sure you wipe off all the excess. Make sure that magazine internals are spotless. Clean your follower, clean and oil your spring, wipe off all the excess, and put that back together. And those magazines that you have that level of discipline with are the only things that you should rely upon in a defensive situation.
Roger that. That's an excellent, excellent tip of the week. Please address the ongoing controversy, and I don't, it's not with me, but of leaving magazines loaded, ready for use for extended periods of time, and what issues, if any, that causes, sir?
Yeah, there's a couple problems with stuffing a magazine completely full, particularly if it's a factory mag from a gun manufacturer, from a big gun manufacturer. So big companies are all about the bottom line, making more money, even that extra 3 pennies. And so they may not put the highest quality springs in their magazines from the factory. And so when you load a magazine completely full, there's two main issues that could pop up and bite you. One is that with the magazine completely full, that less than highest quality spring will take a set. And when I say take a set, I mean that the metal in the spring actually changes shape slightly so that you don't have enough pressure now to feed rounds from a full magazine reliably. So it causes a reliability issue if the spring takes a set. The second thing is more of a tactical operations issue when you load a magazine completely full, and one other thing happens, either you have to do a reload, a speed reload with the slider bolt closed. When you go to insert that magazine, the magazine will not want to latch in. It will resist going in and locking in place because the magazine's so full that you can't compress that top round, and that top round hits the bottom of the bolt or the bottom of the slide, and it won't allow the magazine its full travel up into the gun so the locking mechanism actually catches. So for any magazines used for defensive work, we always load them all the way full and then remove two rounds. Never have a magazine completely full that's in your kit. Now, if you want to top if you want to top off the first mag in your gun, that's fine. But every magazine in your kit where you're going to do a speed reload should be two rounds light. That way, when you insert it in the gun, it locks into place immediately and you're back in the fight immediately.
Roger that. Now, that applies to all magazines all the time. Is that accurate, sir?
Yeah. All magazines, most magazines most of the time. So what I do when I get ready to get in a fight, I'm gonna load a round, do a press check, make sure the round is chambered, make sure I'm fully in battery with the slide or the bolt if it's a rifle. Then if I've got time, I'm gonna pull the magazine out and I'll top it off and I'll seat it really firmly and make sure it's seated, right? And that's how I'll start. But all of my magazines in my kit are loaded full, and then two rounds are removed before they go in my kit. And that's to facilitate a speed reload and getting the gun back in the fight quickly. And if you do it right, if you set your gear up right, and you practice, and you have the right number of rounds in your magazine, when you go to do a speed reload, you should be able to do that in less than 1.4 seconds. From the shot fired, the last shot fired from the first magazine to the first shot fired from the second magazine should be less than 1.4 when you're doing everything right.
And the time to practice this is before you go to Freedom Center, not to become as practiced once you get there, correct?
Well, it depends on what technique we're talking about. We would prefer if you're coming to a basic class that you don't practice anything until you get there, because we don't want to break any bad habits that you may develop. So the clean sheet students are the easiest ones to get up to speed the quickest, particularly if they're athletic. But the bottom line is, we've had guys come in, highway patrol snipers, we've had army snipers, marine snipers come in, and they have some bad habits to break, and those bad habits slow them down. And until they get rid of those bad habits and pick up the techniques that we teach, they are kind of frustrated. But, you know, if you've been doing something a certain way for a long time, it's hard to break those habits, particularly when you're under stress and you're being pushed a little bit. And so, you know, we like to say the truth is practice does not make perfect. That's a lie. So you have to understand practice makes perfect is the lie. The truth is that practice makes permanent. And so make sure when you practice that you're doing it exactly right. And for that reason, with our basic students, we ask that they not do a lot of practice before they come to class. We want their first practice session to be under the watchful eye of a very skilled instructor so that they don't build bad habits.
Roger that. You know, practice makes permanent, and that's certainly something that it's proved to be true over the years, hasn't it?
It has. You know, and I've done a lot of coaching. I had kids that I coached in football and baseball and fast pitch softball, sons and daughters, right? And I coached very competitive fast pitch softball with my daughter's travel team for over a decade. And I could just tell you, if you practice something wrong, it doesn't matter if it's a drag bunt or if it's, you know, if it's your swing or a throwing motion, if you practice it wrong, you will do it wrong for the rest of your life, and you don't want that. You want to practice things with the optimal techniques so that the more practice you put in, you realize benefits and changes and an improvement in performance. And that's the difference. If you practice something wrong, you will hit a plateau and you'll never get better than that plateau. But if you practice things with the optimal techniques, every bit of practice you do will make you a little bit better, and you'll just keep getting better and better and better. And that's what we want for our students.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have open lines. You got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. Okay. The classes are underway. We have springtime in South Central Missouri, and openings are, once they fill up, they're filled up. We don't keep taking students once we pass a certain
saturation point. Any tactical course is limited to 12 students, not 24 students like other schools you go to. And you're not going to have one instructor when you come to the Freedom Center if there's 12 people in the class, because we have at least minimum one instructor for every four students. And so when we get on the firing line with a full class, we've generally got three or four instructors watching the students on the firing line as they shoot, and we only have half the class shoot. So we had never had more than six on the firing line at a time with three to four instructors watching you. Right. You can't get away with anything. You're going to get legitimate personal attention when you come and train with us. You're not going to be stuck on a firing line with 24 people doing silly drills and your instructor at the other end of the firing line where you can't see a single thing you're doing. That doesn't happen. We have instructors on both sides of the firing line and in the middle of the firing line. And if you're shooting, you have an instructor's eyes on you, I promise you. And you can ask any of our students, because they often say, like, they'll forget to put their safety on, or they'll forget to go finger to frame before they come off the target. And we'll call them out on it, and they'll say, how did you see that? They thought they got away with it, you know, but you don't get away with anything in our classes. We watch you very carefully and very studiously, and we see every mistake you make. We don't necessarily bring it to your attention, but generally we do. And so, you know, you've been there for the classes. You know how things work, John, and right, you know right. that our students know very quickly they have eyes on them at all times.
Right, right. Well, I've served as a range officer looking for anything that the instructors miss, which I've never seen them miss anything, and it's very comprehensive. We've got a couple of callers here, Sam. First, we have Catherine in Maine. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi, Sam. I always laugh when I hear you talking about not wanting to, you know, learn incorrectly, because in ballet, which I was, I wasn't professional, but we had professional dancers in an open class in Dallas at a junior college that had a very strict teacher. I mean, she would lock that door straight up 10, and if you weren't in there, you weren't getting in. It was an old school kind of Russian thing. And yeah. I remember you stand behind the best professional dancer because your technique would rise immediately just after one day. And yep. So it was just, yeah, and she would scream and she'd never give compliments. I brought her some chocolate from France, and she threw it down out in the hallway. She walked away. She just tossed it on the ground. She was obnoxious. I mean, she was so bad, but we all loved her because she was strict with us. And I only got one compliment from her, and it was on, she never gave compliments, okay, and it was on my PK turns. Well, I had to laugh because I had been watching a video of a Russian prima ballerina and who was very gifted in her turns, and I think that helped brainwash me to do a better turn. I know it did. So I bought that videotape for my niece, and she was watching this. She was 2 and a half, right, watching that, you know, the premier ballerinas of the world, and she ended up with the Vaganova scholarship to the Vaganova school at a young age. Exactly. And I'm convinced that watching the best when she was so little like that. So I'm not into brainwashing, but she was obsessed with watching these Russian prima ballerinas, and it helped her technique to such a great level. So anyway, thank you.
Great call. Thank you, Catherine. I appreciate it. We got a call right home. We got a break right back.
We'll be right back. John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Protests inside the Tennessee State Capitol yesterday raised some questions. I'm Peter Serfine with another Liberty Minute. I carry a gun to protect those around me. I'm a member of Right to Bear to protect my legal rights. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com for affordable carry insurance. Protesters swarmed the Tennessee State Capitol building yesterday as votes were being taken to expel three Democrat members of the State House. The vote to expel these three Democrats is because last week those three joined in another protest inside the Capitol building. That protest disrupted the proceedings of the legislature. I'm not sure how I feel about this. Should elected officials be removed because they protested and disrupted the proceedings? One thing I definitely noticed is that nobody is reporting on this storming of the state capitol as an insurrection. 1,000 people have been prosecuted for storming a Capitol building and disrupting an official proceeding on January 6, 2021. How is this any different? Oh, because these protesters want gun control. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Sam, you ready for our next caller?
Absolutely. Bring it on.
Okay. Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
Morning. I was just going to lighten it up a little bit with a Yeti alert. So what that means is... Professor McCanny talks about weaponized weather and the stuff that he worked on years ago, and they're getting ready to do it, old Hart Boys up there in Alaska. So they're going to dump, tremendous dump, on Upper Pea Peninsula of Michigan, which is right above Wisconsin, and that's gonna be so bad, all the Yeti are going to run south to Madison, Wisconsin. So, but it also tied into that is a friend of mine who's an avid hunter and has his own property in Eagle River, Wisconsin. That's North Woods. They had an encounter. This happened 2 years ago, and this guy is not taken to looking at the stuff on the Internet. But he said that he was in a tree stand, and his friend was on the ground, covered up, and they had set up a location on his property at the back. And they would put corn down, and they would get deer, and they would get bears. Well, this particular time, it starts out with a bunch of thumping on a tree, real noisy, and they're hearing a horrible high-pitched scream. And then the next thing they know, they got rocks and branches and limbs flying in their direction through the air. And the guy on the ground got hit, and he says he got up, and my buddy who's up in the tree saw all this happen, and he's looking out in the distance, and he sees this thing. He can't really describe it. He said it was huge, and it was beating on the tree, screaming and doing all that. So, Yeah, I'm joking about this a little bit, but this is a guy that actually thinks he saw something up there. And this guy, he's been hunting for 40 years. You know, he's not taken to the stuff you see on the internet.
What was he hunting, Fred? Do we know?
That particular hunt was for deer.
For a deer hunt, okay.
Yeah, and the North Woods of Wisconsin's got a lot of deer, and they've got, I think he told me, they got 30,000 bears, but they're protected in some form. So they're also doing some wolf stuff there. The tribes, the Indian tribes, of course, want to control that on their own, and the federal government wants to come in and limit the wolf population. So there's a lot going on in the North Woods up there. But this thing tomorrow with this huge dump that's supposed to take place, we'll have to wait and see. But if you're down in Madison, watch out. You might go put your garbage out, and you'll have a 9-foot-tall thing looking at you. So you guys have a great day.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Fred.
Oh, my God. Fred has the best sense of humor. I mean, this guy
is
something.
It's good to have a little humor here and there, and we got open lines at
512. He's pretty dry. You know, well, I have two important comments about that.
Go ahead.
You know, YETI actually stands for You Exterminating Tyrant Ideology, okay? And if you're going to go hunting, you need to be extremely selective about the mushrooms you eat the morning before you climb into the tree, so.
Uh-huh. Roger that. And the call number is 512-248-8252. Let's talk a little bit about field gear, gas mask, helmets, and body armor. Any quick recommendations on those three things, sir?
Well, for years we've been using the Spirion gas mask because it allows you to see your sights. It has a fairly narrow taper to the face, so you can get on your red dot sight or your thermal sight a little easier. And as far as the gear, I like the AR-500, the Veritas vest. I like the First Spear. The high-end First Spear vests are super high quality. They're expensive, but if you're looking for top of the line, that might be a place to look. Of course, you want a silicon carbide-faced high molecular weight polymer plates, because they'll stop special threats and AP ammo, but they don't weigh more than like 4.5 pounds a plate. So instead of carrying 20 pounds of body armor, you're carrying 9 pounds. That's kind of nice. One of the most important things that I think most people overlook is water. It doesn't matter if you're in an expeditionary environment or if you're at home. Based on what these pandemic creating asshats are doing, it is absolutely critical that you have in your home the ability to filter water virus-free. You've got to have a filter that will filter viruses out. Now, what does that mean from a technical standpoint? Most filters go down to 2 microns. Occasionally, you'll find a water filtration system at home that goes down to 1 micron, okay? That's 10 times larger than what you need to filter a virus. You need a filter that will filter water down to 0.1 micron to catch viruses. And that's an important thing in the world that we're about to be living in, because the nature of warfare has changed. It's not all about nuclear stuff anymore. It's not all about the mother of all bombs or the MOAB. Now it's about biological and chemical warfare on a massive scale, particularly the biological side. And the COVID, all the COVID stuff was a biological attack.
Here's our break. Bobby, our break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. The John Moore Ozark Symposium will be a lot of fun. My guests will be my live studio audience. We're working to set up a visit to Freedom Center USA with Sam and tour the world-class facility there. We'll have great meals prepared by a excellent chef at the lodge there. And I'll be sharing information at the Wildwood Springs Lodge privately that I can't possibly share on my show with my guests. If you have issues with pain, you really need an energy cleaner. Doesn't matter the source of the pain, arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, you really need an energy cleaner. Sleep issues, same thing. Check out the details of my website. I have energy cleaners and mattress pads that go with them in stock, ready for immediate shipment. Place your order at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. Their website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. Sam will answer the telephone beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. We have open lines. If you want to have a question or comment, this is Farmers Monday. Give us a call at 512 248-248-8252. Sam, what direction would you like to go next, sir?
Well, I think we talk a little bit more about preparedness.
Yes, sir.
We were talking about water filters. I don't like just to give out tech specs. I like to give people answers.
Right.
And if you're looking for a water filter that's portable, that will filter out viruses, MSR makes one. You just have to check the specs to get the model number, but MSR makes one. Also, there's a company that makes a filter called the First Need XL. That's a little less expensive portable filter that will filter viruses, but the filters, the replacement filters, are cheaper than the MSR. So you can buy the MSR and filter up to 10,000 liters without having to change the cartridge, or you can buy the Sweetwater for half the price, less than half the price, and buy spare filters to filter additional water. I think their filters are about 200 liters per cartridge. So you need, as a human being, you must have 3 gallons of water per day that include hydration, cooking, okay, and personal hygiene. You need 3 gallons per person per day. So plan accordingly. And if you have a bug-in strategy, if things go south in your area and you're going to stay in your home, you absolutely have to have access to water inside your home without exposing yourself by going outside. And if your public water system goes down, you need to have a backup. So I have 2 600-gallon tanks in the garage, in garages that hold 1,200 gallons total. So if you take 1,200 and you divide it by 3, you get what? About 400 days of water I have stored inside for myself. You don't have to have that much, but it would be very unwise not to have 90 days of clean water stored inside.
Roger that. Sam, we got breaking news. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is leading an investigation into vaccine fraud, investigating Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson for potential violations of the state's Deceptive Trade Practices Act. That's really good news, isn't it, sir?
That is fantastic news. I want them to go after the NIH and the CDC, but that might be a bigger ask. Who knows?
Well, he's limited to violations of Texas law, so it's a great starting point, and hopefully
give some backbone
to maybe a dozen or more other attorney generals.
Well, here's what you're going to find, John. You're going to find in this investigation that company execs at Pfizer knew the vaccine wasn't going to work. They knew there were huge side effects to the vaccine that they hid. Okay. But the best news is there's going to be emails between the federal government and Pfizer. And by getting them into court on this, you talk about a great start, you open up the discovery process for those emails.
That's right. And I've made use of discovery now for more than half a century. Sam, I have a private source that works for one of the these vaccine companies who, if she's subpoenaed, she would reveal that the vaccine was worked on for 6 years before it was released, not 9 months. And how can you have a vaccine for something that doesn't exist? How's that possible?
Yeah, but they started that back in like 2016.
That's right.
Now, they're going to claim that they were simply working on mRNA vaccine technology in general, not specific to COVID. But it doesn't matter. There's so many lies, deceptions, and so many people been killed by this. I mean, what we're really talking about is opening the door to what should have happened a year ago, which is Nuremberg 2.0.
Roger that.
These people need to be hung before the whole world, and the whole world to see what happens to people that get involved in biological warfare and kill hundreds of thousands of people.
Roger that. Roger that. It's really good news. It's what I've been waiting for way too long. Okay. Any more preparedness, sir?
Yeah, so if you've got a gun and ammunition and you know how to use it and you can operate and work with that system at night, you basically got that base covered. If you've got virus-free water, the ability to produce virus-free water, then you've got that very important base covered. See, a lot of people store food. That's their idea of preparedness. The truth is you can go without food for 3-4 weeks and still live. What you can't do is go without water, sleep, or oxygen. So when you buy a mask, which I would highly recommend that you do, you make sure that you buy the right type of filter for the mask. The screw-in part of the filter is all a standard. You're not going to have a problem finding something to fit your mask. But you have to look at the ratings of the filter. And what you want to buy is what's called a C Charlie, B Bravo, R Romeo, N November. You want to buy a CBRN rated filter for your mask. That will cover anything that you're likely to come across. And the other thing is look at the size of the filters. Some filters are only good for 15 or 20 minutes of filtering, and then they're clogged. You can't breathe through them. Other filters are good for 40 to 45 minutes. Now think about having a problem in your neighborhood and having to drive out of a hot zone. Think of the traffic jams and being stuck in the things that can happen, like they've happened in hurricanes in Florida when people try to evacuate, all the problems in moving from one place to another. You don't want a 20-minute filter. You want to have a couple of 45-minute filters so you've got enough time to get out of a hot zone if there's a problem in your area.
Well, the EM19 filter issued by the U.S. military for decades was good for 19 hours on one hand. On the other, you could not change the filters unless you took the mask off. How about that?
Yeah. Well, you need training. Just like with a gun, when you buy a gas mask, you need training. You need to know how to fit the mask to your face. And you need to know how to don it quickly, but you also need to know how to do what we call a hot filter change. And that's if you're in a warm or a hot zone, you can change the filter without exposing yourself. And there's a skill to that. It's just like a guitar. You're not going to buy a guitar and play like Eric Clapton on day one. So you've got to get training. You've got to have the requisite skills to use the equipment that you're purchasing. Not just enough to throw the Visa card down and buy something. And that's the mistake that a lot of people make. And unfortunately, they may not know where to go get training on those things.
Okay, we got a caller on hold here. We got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, John. I wanted to tell y'all about your labeling bill. 4 states have labeling for everything that goes in your body or your cosmetics too, and Missouri's got one. You mentioned it, I think, but Tennessee has got the best one. They actually define what a vaccine is. So if they're trying to put vaccine mess into our food or anything, it's 3 different parts to it. It's really good, Tennessee, and I've been working on my rep down here. And the senator, excuse me, and I'm hoping we can get one, but we don't have one yet that I know of, but I'm proud of Ken Paxton for that. Because if you say that a vaccine is supposed to build immunity and it doesn't, see,
yes.
You got it. They define vaccine in Tennessee. It's really good. I just wanted to tell y'all that. That's all.
Well, thank you, Pat. Do you know the bill number for the bill in Tennessee? I'd like to read it.
No, but it is this session. It's brand new.
Okay, I'll do some research. I'll find it.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right, thanks. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call, Pat. We got open lines at 512-248-8252. The real action as far as saving the Republic is at the state legislature level, in my opinion. What do you think, Sam?
Oh, I agree 100%. I think it's at the school boards, it's at the county councils, and it's at the state legislature level. And it's time that people start putting some heat on the legislators. Those people are your representatives. You're an elector. You have the authority to withdraw them, to recall them as elected officials if they're not representing your interests. And there's been a whole lot of lazy legislators not representing people's interests in this country in the last few years.
Roger that. Roger that. What direction would you like to go next, sir? We got about 5 minutes before the last break.
Yeah, well, let's stay on the preparedness thing. So if you're going to prioritize, the first thing you need is you need the ability to defend your home at night. And that means you need a good AR-15 and a good thermal sight, bottom line. There's no way around it. Second thing you need is training on how to use that equipment so that you're effective with it and that you're fast and proficient with it. That's important. Next highest priority is probably either gas mask or water, because you can't go very long without either. And you need a gas mask. You need to know how to use it. You need to know how to do a hot filter change. You want to know that if you buy a mask and you're wondering, should I buy a medium, a large, or should I buy a medium or small? Always buy the smaller size, because a mask that's slightly small will still seal on your face. A mask that's too big will never seal. So if you're in between sizes, buy the smaller size. Now, on the water thing, you can go to these plastic water containers. You can buy them on sale. You can buy these square totes for about $120 a container. Now, you'll have to clean them out. You'll have to scrub them and sanitize them, but you can get these things fairly cheap, or you can get smaller containers and just stack them. But you need virus-free water, and you need water that you have access indoors if your public water is shut off.
Roger that. You got a caller. Well,
go ahead.
Ready for a caller, Sam?
Yes.
Sam, you ready for a caller?
Yes, I am.
Good morning, John.
Okay. Lowell in Arkansas. Good morning, Lowell.
How are you guys doing this morning?
Excellent.
Fantastic. What's on your mind, sir?
Okay. Quick question regarding a comment on the AR magazines earlier in the show. You mentioned the oiling of the springs. Care to recommend any product and or type?
You're talking about oil itself?
Yes.
We always use Mobil 1 synthetic oil. If you're in an Arctic environment, you can use Allison less than zero. That's bought at Brock's Performance. But we always use a really high-quality synthetic oil, and we keep the viscosity fairly thin on everything. We don't need thick oil or oil that's going to thicken when the weather temperature change. So, yeah, a good synthetic oil, and wipe the excess off, and you should be fine. As far as a cleaner, always use a penetrating oil on the inside of the magazine body and then wipe it completely dry. And then get some synthetic oil on your spring and your floor plate and wipe all the excess off and put that thing back together.
Great. Answers my question. And by the way, Mobil 1's good on bicycle drivetrains too.
Yes, it is. It's a high quality oil, but any high quality synthetic should work just fine.
Okay, certainly. Thank you very much.
Okay, Lowell, thanks for the call.
Bye.
Sam, we just got loaded up on a couple of calls here at the last minute. Next is Joe in Oklahoma. Good morning, Joe.
Sam.
Joe, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Sam.
I'm talking. I've started talking before they turned me on. There's been some discussion on the ingestion of different things, vaccines, one thing another, something that a lot of people aren't aware of that they need to be, is the importation of foreign meat products. Now, with the implementation of the new NAFTA, they put mandatory country of origin labeling on all agricultural products, with the exception of beef and pork. Everything has to be country of origin labeling, except beef and pork. And there are...
Yeah, that's a crime in and of itself.
I agree. But there's a fix here if people will get off their duff and stop whining and start calling their senators, because there's a Senate bill, and I think it's 42, but I stand to be corrected on that. But it would reinstitute mandatory country of origin labeling. Now, big beef is is totally against this. The packers, they drive the meat industry. But this bill is ready to be voted on if people will just turn the screw on their senators and in turn their congressmen. And what it does, you know, that way we'll know where, you'll know what you're eating anyway.
Yeah, I think that's okay, very good information. Call. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. Let's see if we can squeeze one more caller in here. We've got a break coming up. Mark in New York. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. I'll hold.
Hold on to the break. We'll probably wrap this up after the break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of,
but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Mark in New York, we need to make it quick. We're almost out of time here, sir.
Yeah, I want to test that there is no stupid question theory. Sam, I'd heard that people that regarding the .22 long rifle using tungsten electrodes in the hollow point for better armor piercing capability. Is this a wet dream or what?
No, tungsten is an excellent material to increase armor or penetration profiles to increase the distance in various mediums. Problem with the .22 rimfire is it doesn't have enough energy even with a powder or with a solid tungsten tip to penetrate most body armor. It'll work. It'll help with soft armor, but it's not going to help with anything like a rifle plate.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Great question. Excellent question. Okay, Sam, 60 seconds, wrap up your thoughts for the week, sir.
Yeah, people have to remember that the good guys win. As things get more and more difficult, things become more and more complex, more and more confusing. People with moral framework issues, like the people, the globalists trying to take over and reduce the population, they have serious moral framework issues. They are not going to make wise decisions when the heat gets turned up and things go into conflict mode. Same thing with Hitler. He tried to fight a front with Russia and Europe at the same time and take on America. How'd that work out for him? Not so well. If he'd have left Russia out of the fight, he would have ran through Europe and controlled it, and all those people would be speaking German right now. So have faith, know the good guys win, and let freedom ring. John, I'll see you next week.
Roger that. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Okay. That's it for the day. We covered a lot of territory, as always. Tomorrow we have the Tuesday Morning Roundtable with Dave Hodges, Jeff Nyquist, and Steve Bannon. I'm going to be giving Leon the time off. He is so busy with the hobby farm there. He needs that extra 2 hours. So I'll be giving Leon those 2 hours off beginning tomorrow as well. And so a great week ahead of us. You know, looking forward to updates on all these issues. As if the day, get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever get your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, you know.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show.
Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.